Get special financing and free delivery on all GE appliances.
Today is Wednesday.
We're on the radio.
That's an awesome show.
What's wrong with you people? It's showtime.
Hour two, Denny Shaver Show. Hey, mics are open. Can we act a little professional? Can we be a little professional?
I have a naughty voice, and it's been coming out of
us. We have a lot of pressure to be good because we're up against outsourced radio. Come on. They're good. We're not.
Rosemary's Baby.
Give us the damn program here. For now, we're being sponsored by Eva's. That's probably going to go away. Eva's, get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. 712. Sunny, hot today. Not bad, though, with a high of 80. 61 at the Q. All right, now, since you were talking when you shouldn't have been, what were you saying?
I have a naughty voice in my head. He's bad. And he just says, he blurts before I can silence him.
And what
it's
did he?
Bad, Denny. It's
did
bad.
You hear what the voice said?
Yeah.
What did the voice say?
He's a tool.
He's a tool. You talking about the email I read?
It's bad, Denny.
And he's a tool.
And me, all natural, Susie, I don't think that's a nice thing to say, but this mean voice, I don't know where it's coming from.
I think it's
because I'm older and I don't put up with this crap. Like, if you ask me, like, I have a friend, and they ask me their opinion, and I told her my opinion, and they're mad, and I'm like, oh, shoot me now, because I tell you the truth, and I'm the bad guy. But I don't know how to control the voice.
And you don't have time to deal with it.
You're getting closer to death.
Like, you don't have time to screw around.
Okay, just be mad.
It's a certain liberty
and
freedom,
for telling
though.
The truth.
I
don't get it. I can't.
You just don't care.
Need to name it. The tool
like,
and you.
Like, remember when Joe called and the mean voice came out and said about him derailing the show, and I felt so bad about it, but I can't control this guy. He just blurts out, and I don't know how to stop it.
Hold
it's
on.
Bad.
Hold on
what
a second.
What would you call him? What would you
hold
call
on.
Him?
I don't know.
It's a bad. Male. It's a male.
Yeah, it could be a really angry chick. What do you think?
Who wears a lot of flannel?
Flannel. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to hear from
you.
You
got it.
That's bad.
It seems that you instinctively said it was a he.
Yeah. So, all right, so it's a he. We need to name him.
Yeah. And then I can just blame him. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, Phil made an appearance. I didn't mean it.
No, it's not Phil. My Phil's bad. Too nice of a name.
Archie.
Phil.
Yeah, Archie, no.
I don't know. It's bad, but see, I feel terrible. Susie feels terrible.
I'm reading this email, and Susie's like, he's a tool. See, but it's funny coming out of your mouth. That's why.
But I feel so bad. That's why Susie feels bad. Phil doesn't feel bad about it, but Susie feels bad.
All right, it's Phil.
I don't know if I like Phil.
But
Phil doesn't sound
person.
Like Phil doesn't so sound like an angry dude.
But well, maybe right. He's not always angry.
No,
maybe
it's
just his name.
He calls people tools. That's not a happy guy.
I feel so bad. I didn't mean it. I didn't.
No,
mean
you
it.
Did.
Susie
apparently
didn't
so.
Mean it.
Yeah.
But...
Well, the other person living inside you
Phil
does.
Phil did.
All right, Sybil. Perfect.
Exactly. Anyway, I like this. I like this double-sided.
Gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's awesome? Bad. It's bad.
No, because once we name it and clarify, then you can start spewing all these comments, and then you just blame it on Phil.
Okay.
We can go with Phil. Oh, yeah. I don't all care.
Right. Phil works natural.
For you. Phil, yeah.
Phil work for you, Susie?
Yeah,
Susan?
PH, all right?
So when
yeah,
you say,
right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
How else would you spell Phil? F-I-L?
I don't know. He's a pretty messed up guy.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
He spells it differently.
Maybe
right.
It's capital P-H-I-L, because he's so damn bitter, because he hates
right.
All the tools that email me.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. We, you know, we try to have structure on this show, and
why?
It just doesn't work. Because
no.
You want to have structure. You need structure in morning radio. You do. And
a
we
little.
Have zero structure. None.
We're spontaneous, unpredictable.
Yeah, spontaneous and about to explode.
No rules, baby.
Spontaneous combustion is
I
what
said
we are.
We're like a giant fart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Well, all right.
Sometimes stinky, sometimes not.
All right, so.
But either way, it makes you feel
tonight
better.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, I want you guys to watch, even though Steve Harvey. How many minutes of fame is this dude getting?
Oh, no.
He is
okay.
So overexposed.
He's so overexposed. I mean, his other show did well in the ratings. You know what show's not doing well? Didn't even make top 20 last week? The Bachelorette. Because America's a bunch of racists. Anyway, tonight at 8 o'clock, Little Big Shots, Forever Young. This is Steve Harvey. You know he's got the Little Big Shots and all the little kids are so cute. Now he's bringing on all these old farts that got great talent. I was watching the clip. They have a 90-year-old gymnast.
Well.
Whoa. Well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet she's very flexible after 90 years of doing that sort of stuff.
Wouldn't you
be? She's limber.
I would.
Anyway, I want you to watch it because I think it's going to be awesome tonight. 8 o'clock, peep it out. Little Big Shots, Forever Young. 8 o'clock on NBC. The farmed out TV news, you know, where you want to get all the best South Bend, Indiana news.
Yeah.
You watch WNWO.
Okay.
Yep.
Good
morning, South Bend. Here's what's going on at the University of Notre Dame. All right. Also, I want to give you some info, Susan.
Okay.
I feel that we've been duped. And if that means if I've been duped, Phil's been duped. Bachelor.
Phil don't like to be duped.
Nuh-uh.
He's very opinionated about that, too.
Susie's alter ego. She's going to call somebody a tool during this segment.
It's only a matter of time.
Bachelor in Paradise is coming back.
Really?
Remember how they said, it's suspended, and I feel duped because I think this whole thing was a charade.
It was a charade?
Yes,
yeah.
Which is even, that really ticks you off because it's worse than a charade.
It's a lofty
It's a charade. It's something that's fake and you live in Britain. It's a charade.
So there weren't sexual improprieties?
Well, they're going to resume filming. They've done their internal investigation, and they say there's no evidence of sexual misconduct. Wait a minute. There were people that said that Corinne was passed out, and he was having his way with her, that she was lifeless in the pool after he got done, you know, waka waka. And then he pulled her out of the pool. She's laying there like she's passed out, and he's still doing things to her body. Were witnesses that said that happened, and now they're like, nah, no way, no.
Nope.
So here's what I think. I think they made a lot of this crap up so people would give a rat's ass about Bachelor in Paradise. Yes.
No.
A total PR stunt, because I was watching on the all-night news that both Corinne and DeMario are going to be part of it. Now, Susie's checking with her people, and it says Corinne, she hasn't committed yet or not.
Okay.
She might.
Well, if she does come back, that's almost...
Then you know right then and there. Because if she comes back, she's going to have to give up her right to sue, right?
Oh, I'm sure, yes.
The producers say we've implemented changes to the show's policies and procedures to enhance and further ensure the safety and security of all participants, which hardly seems necessary, really. If nobody did anything wrong, why are you changing your policies?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like the name Stu. I think your alter ego ought to be Stu.
Oh, Stu.
I like Stu because you're stewing. You're stewing some anger and bitterness. You're stewing the truth from your friends.
All right. Well, we'll check with Stu if I can steal his
I like
name.
Stu okay. over Phil. Phil just sounds too nice. Hello, Stu. You're on the queue. What do you got?
Hey, Daddy. Good morning. Called last year and did it again this year. Jimmy Kimmel Show. Had a Father's Day special on a videotape things. And
right. And
put you on there. I remember talking to you last year. My daughter had me on, and she was throwing stuff at me.
Yes,
Yes.
So you called last year, and this is your annual call for this year to the show. Okay.
And I got it again. This year's challenge was to sneak up on father and yell, "I love you." Well, kind of embarrassing. I was sitting on the toilet.
No.
And you'll see me with 5 seconds. Five-second fame.
Did you make it on Kimmel?
I made it.
Well, you know, Father's Day. Wait a minute. Father's Day was what, a week and a half ago?
No, Sunday.
Father's Day's
Sunday.
And they aired
it. Was it this past Sunday? Oh, yeah, it was this past Sunday. Oh, my gosh, I missed a week.
That's okay. Well,
that's fine. And they aired it Monday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
And then I'm about a minute and a half into it. I'm sitting there with a green OU shirt on.
Oh,
and
you.
And she comes in.
You're on the can.
I'm on the cane.
Don't you lock the door, dude? You got to lock the door.
Pardon me?
You got to lock the door.
I'm Polish. Polish people don't do that. We're very open.
Yeah,
all right, so a minute and a half in. All right, Paul, see if you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'll put it up on my blog. Send it to me first, Paul. Then we'll put it on the blog of Stu on the can. His daughter yells, "I love you." How old's your daughter?
She just graduated high school. She's 18.
Yeah. You know what you ought to do next time when you're in there is after you drop a bunch of friends off and it's just god awful and you it's so bad in there that you need to put hazmat on to get out, hazmat outfit, you go find your daughter and you go, "Come here, I got to show you something. You're not going to believe this." And you hustle her in there and then you hold the door so she's got to sit in there and smell it. By the way, I've done that to girlfriend and children.
Oh.
You.
Oh, wait a minute. She was girlfriend before she was my wife. I got to declare.
I see.
And she married me anyway. So, yeah, that's what I would do, Stu.
Videotape it and put it back on Kimmel, too. Maybe they'll do a show about that, too.
Yeah.
Payback.
Sweet, sweet revenge. I did.
So, Stu, did your daughter scare the crap out of you?
You'll see my look on there.
And, all right, about a minute and a half in.
All right.
A lot of people were swearing. I mean, there are a lot of other little videos on there. Of course, I was very calm, very cool, collected. I just looked up like a complete idiot.
So, Stu, it's Wednesday. Father's Day was Sunday. You were busy Monday, Tuesday, couldn't call us?
I forgot it was Father's Day also, just like you.
Oh.
Yeah, then I know. For a minute, I'm thinking, wait, it was like a week and a half. I was like, no, it was just Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, dude, we're gonna look at you sitting there with your tidy whities around your ankles. Were you reading or something?
No, I wasn't doing it. I was just daydreaming. Daydreaming about the Denny Schaefer show. Couldn't wait to get on there Monday and Tuesday. How about that?
Good to know.
All right, Stu. You're pushing it. All right, buddy. See
you. That's cool.
All right,
where most people think about us.
Right. Yeah. 2 years in a row.
When they're pooping. Yeah, he got on it.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
That ain't bad. That's pretty good.
All right, coming back, I want to talk about wedding gifts. And what the hell are you scheduling a wedding on 4th of July weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know if I can talk about that, quite honestly.
Oh, you actually had one?
Yeah. Maybe you have a Stu in you.
Mm-hmm. Or a Phil.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yes, see?
Hello. Anyway. Yeah, maybe Stu and Budman ought to start dating. Anyway, I want to talk about how expensive. I didn't realize. When I'm going to talk about weddings and summer weddings and all of that, and we'll do that coming up. That's 7:23. But first, it's summer, and we have a new sponsor. Today's the first official day of summer.
This part of summer is brought to you by those little black bugs that dance around your face and make you crazy. And by super high electric bills, because it's either run the AC 24/7 or die.
Denny and Tristan for Nutrimost Wellness and Weight Loss, the last diet you will ever be on. So I got on the scale today and I dropped another 2 pounds. I've lost almost 4 pounds since Monday, and it's Wednesday.
Oh,
yeah, here's why. I've been eating really clean this week because of Friday night. I got the disco party.
Sure.
So I'm making sure I take really good care of myself so I have plenty of energy so the monkey boy, me, can perform for you people who are awesome. I'll be your monkey boy if you want to pony up that kind of dough for veterans.
Yeah, you're in training.
So I'm like, I got on the scale today. I got off it. I'm like, no, wait a minute. I can't be 4. I got back on. I'm like, holy crap. I've lost 4 pounds. Since Monday.
Isn't that awesome? You didn't get on, get off, get on, just to see it.
Just to make sure. And why is it? Because I'm eating clean. I'm staying away from the brewskis. And it's just, I'm shaking my head going, Peggy, I'm so glad that you brought this to me and Tricia. Yeah. And to so many others in Toledo, Nutrimost Wellness and Weight Loss. Because it absolutely works. It's the only diet I have ever been on. And I've probably in my lifetime, I've tried probably 20 different diet programs. No lie. Remember when I was on Fatkins?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I was on, and I lost
you
all that weight.
You would go on and off it, actually.
I did,
you
because,
did.
Yeah. I
you get it all back.
I lost all that weight. I got down where people thought I was sick. I lost so much weight. And then went all the way back up and more.
You can't live that way.
That's the beauty of Nutrimost Wellness and Weight Loss. 2 years now after taking the journey, and I haven't gained any of the weight back. That's really it. That's your proof that this works. But only if you take what you learn and you apply it. If you go right back to your eating habits, you'll be right back to being Fatty McFatterson.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you waiting for? How much weight could you lose in 40 days? Find out by calling Peg at 419-725-2345. 725-2345. And when you call her, be sure to tell her Tricia and Denny sent you.
Q105 Traffic, sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Shape up for summer at SuperFitness. Join now for $19.95 down and $19.95 a month. SuperFitnessToledo.com.
This look at your-